Hello, my name is Roger, and I am calling from Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction. Can you help us answering a few questions?
I have terrible reception. I can barely understand you.
And we're conducting a survey on damage reduction. Can you help us answering a question?
On what?
On hurricane threats and damage reduction.
On what reduction?
Damage reduction.
Okay, but what about damage reaction? Reduction.
And this is a survey about hurricane threats, actually.
Oh, hurricane. Okay. Okay, I'll do my best.
Okay, and may I know, your home is single home or single family home?
Single home.
Home. Okay. And do you own or rent?
Own.
And do you know when your house has been built?
I think 15 years ago. I'm not sure, but I think 15 years ago.
Okay. And how many years do you have being a permanent resident of Florida?
7 years.
And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following threats? Tropical storm, category 1 hurricane, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
What was the one in 2017?
And category 3?
Well, that one.
Okay. And how have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes, it was. We had some water damage. Yes.
And do you know what was the estimated damage?
Excuse me.
Do you know how much was the estimated damage?
No, I don't remember. Maybe $5,000. I don't remember.
Okay.
I mean, 2017 prices. I don't know what that would be now.
And can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your house? Was the debris, the wind breaking your windows, wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling on your homes, or something else?
Germany. It wasn't a flood. It was through the ceiling.
Oh, did you hear me?
Barely, but
No, my phone picked up the car's Bluetooth. No, I was saying that the damage was that the wind damaged the tiles in the roof, and then we got water damage in the ceiling. It was not flooding.
Okay. Water damage in the ceiling.
Yeah.
And how vulnerable? Okay. Thank you. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards?
Sorry, could we repeat the question?
How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Extremely, somewhat, or you don't feel vulnerable?
No, I mean, I live in Miami, so definitely somewhat, but I'm not among the most exposed. I'm not in the coast.
And if a serious hurricane threatened your house, how will you prepare? You put up a hurricane shutters? Buy
shutters for sure.
Okay. And when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watches issues? This is 48 hours, within 48 hours.
No, whenever a hurricane is approaching, We try to have some, you know, the batteries and that thing, we try to have, you know, at home to avoid, you know, the panic shopping.
Oh, okay.
If something serious happens, like, you know, it like in 2017 when we realized that it could be bad, then, you know, I follow John Morales. That's all I can say. And try to, you know, to keep it to one source. It's John Morales, you know, or National Hurricane Center. And you know, just not to freak out.
Okay. And may I know, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage?
I don't feel certain. I mean, I hope for the best. We have insurance, but I don't feel certain.
Okay. And can you tell me the top three sources of information do you have? Internet sources other than social media? I'm talking about web pages.
No, yeah.
Radio, TV?
Official sources, for sure. Then, you know, if there's, you know, severe weather or something like that, I try to download the app. I don't, the NOAA app. You know, just for any alerts that might, you know, try to stick with official apps, and have a number of, you know, sources, but, you know.
What about radio or television?
But not, you know, I try not to, at that time I try not to go to social media or that kind of thing. Television, yeah, maybe, but not my main source, I would say.
And what about WhatsApp or newspapers?
That would be internet. No. WhatsApp, maybe, because, you know, with neighbors and everything, yes, it's the more local thing.
And what about friends and family? Do you feel it's a good source of
information? Yeah, for sure. No, yes, we exchange that kind of information, yeah, for sure.
And may I know, from scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being less prepared to 5 being the most prepared, how will you rate your household for preparedness?
1 to 5?
Yeah.
I would say 3.
And have any of these factors impacted in your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Loss of income or employment? Property taxes? Cost of insurance, cost of childcare, transportation cost of food and other essentials, cost of housing, or none of them has impacted you?
Well, I mean, it is a major effort. It has a major impact in our finance, but we prioritize that because it's our house and our safety.
Okay. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Okay. And when will you evacuate? When will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued? If a hurricane warning is issued? If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within the next 24 hours? If emergency management...
Before that. If we know there's a bad one coming, for example, 2017, we ended up leaving. Because if you waited until the last minute, it was just impossible. We did it before that. But, you know, again, you kind of play it by ear because it's hard to tell. And sometimes if you wait too long, it may be too late.
I understand. And if you needed to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family member, another location?
I would try. No, I would go to another location, you know, far from, you know, try to go, escape the hurricane expected trajectory, you know?
Okay, and within the state or outside the state?
hopefully within the state.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, the nearest I can get away with, I wouldn't fly if I can help it. I would drive.
Okay. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
I mean, we have two, but we use one.
But both of them works?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Like in any emergency, you can choose either any one of them or both.
Yes, yes, thank goodness, yes.
Okay, and what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay. And how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
$2,000?
Yeah,
I think I could manage.
Okay.
I mean, it wouldn't be pocket money, but I could manage.
Okay. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Has decreased?
I don't know the amount, but I know it increased. And it increased significantly.
Okay. And what about in the last 3 years?
Again, every year it increased. And it's not like we had a choice. I mean, it was that. So we were stuck with it.
And the same for the last 5 years?
I can't be positive because it's something that typically my husband manages, but I think it's a safe assumption, yeah.
Okay. And
yeah, it's been increasing consistently.
Okay. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? You changed the insurance provider, increased the amount
of... No, that's not an option. That's not an option, so...
You continue paying the high rate.
We continue paying, yeah, because, I mean, with the likelihood of having damage because of weather where we live, yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we had to give up other things, but that's something that we cannot afford to lose.
I see. And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest rate of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100% BAC's insurance for the full replacement value, 80%, 60%, or less than 60%?
Oof. I don't know. That's tough. And I have a mortgage, so I don't even know if I could.
Okay. And which of the following...
I don't know if I would.
Okay. And which of the following...
I mean, I wouldn't do it for less than the mortgage.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's for the mortgage. And which of the following will you consider taking if insurance cost of and home ownership cost were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? And would you consider to move into another home within the same county, moving to another county, moving to another state, or you wouldn't move from your home?
No. Consider everything. I mean, if it becomes, absurdly expensive, I would definitely consider moving away, even leaving the state.
Okay. And in the recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have been paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Will you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't considered it. I can give you an informed response on that one.
And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of this level of government should help to reimburse your cost? Which will have the responsibility to it? The federal government, the state, the local government, or the government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
Oof. I would say state. But probably, you know, I mean, federal would have to step in.
Okay. And on a scale from 1 to 5, which 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
Let's just pray on that one. I don't know.
Okay. And what about the local land use planning takes into account here?
Oh, then zero confidence.
Okay.
Because what I see, you know, the building rates and in where I live, no. There's not a chance that those are being enforced.
And that the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
I hope for their own good they do.
But
I don't know.
Do you have confidence they are doing it?
Is it from 1 to 5 or what?
Fair, yeah, from 1 to 5.
Okay, let's say 3.
Okay, and that the new development takes into account flood risks.
No, I don't think so.
And that the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
No, that one.
Okay. And next, I just have a few more questions, but these ones are about sea level rise. And do you believe that sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property, and do you think that your property or finances are affected?
Well, I mean, I don't live near the coast, so the way sea level rise affects me, or will affect me, hopefully not, but likely, is through saltwater intrusion. Not currently.
And if the government were to take action on this sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increasing the income tax, the property tax, or both? Or do you have something in mind?
I think it's not about, you know, what tax to increase, but, you know, whether you're looking at the right incentives.
Okay.
Maybe it's not about taxes.
Okay. And most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation. This is about around 33 feet above the sea level and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area?
3.
You can say like somewhat, slightly, or moderately?
Moderately.
Okay. And when you purchased your home, which of these characteristics were the most important for you to buy this home? The neighborhood, the schools, the crime, I mean crime, that low crime rates, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family members, proximity to...
I would say all of the above, but schools predominantly.
Okay. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year? And between 1 to 3, 3 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or 20+ years?
5 to 10. More 5 than 10, but yeah.
Okay, and this is just to finish. This is some general background questions, and we will finish. I do apologize for taking so much of your time. But can you tell me your age?
My age?
Yeah.
Yeah, 47.
Okay, 47. And may I know your gender? And you only need to tell me which is. This is just for regularity questions.
Sorry. I was about to mess with you, but I won't because you're working. No, I'm female.
Okay, thank you. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
4.
Okay. And how many people are below 12 years of age?
Nobody.
Okay. And how many people that are 65 or higher?
None.
Or all? Okay. And may I know your marital status? I know you already told me, but once again,
married.
I need you to repeat it. Okay. Thank you. And what is the highest grade of school completed by any adult member in your household? Less than high school, high school. Uh-huh.
Masters? I don't know what grade you have.
I have less than high school, college graduate. And
graduate.
You can tell me anyone. Okay. Graduate.
Yeah, graduate.
And are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
Sí, señor.
Okay, thank you. And with what racial groups do you identify yourself with? White, Caucasian,
white.
Black. Okay. And what language is most often spoken in your homes? English or Spanish?
Spanish.
Or something else? Okay. And can you tell me which is the income range in your household? Below 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100,000, or over 100,000?
Over 100.
Okay. And this is everything that I got today.
That's combined, right?
Yeah, that's combined.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time. This is all that I have today. I really appreciate your time for today.
Thank you. I hope this helps.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.